This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Is it okay to have the work of a black poet translated into another language by someone who is, well, I hate to say it, it's a tough word, someone who is white? 1-800-955-1776, we will get to that controversy. And to another controversy, is opening up schools the equivalent of slavery and an act of white supremacy? That is the allegation of a high-ranking education official. Guess where? It's not in San Francisco, but it's the other part of California. It's down in San Diego area. We will get to that issue as well on the Michael Medved Show. But first, one of our periodic tributes to a Michael Medved multicultural moment. Listen.
Celebration of diversity in action. It's time for toleration.
Listen, what the flower people say.
Tranquility.
All the people.
And harmony.
Living life in peace.
Here is a Michael Medved multicultural moment.
And this multicultural moment comes to you from the Netherlands. Dateline The Hague. This is a story from Associated Press. A prominent writer who was chosen to translate American poet Amanda Gorman's work into Dutch has handed back the assignment following criticism that a white author was selected to translate the words of a black woman who is the youngest inaugural poet in U.S. history. She is, by the way, she is not the poet laureate of the United States, Amanda Gorman. She's very talented and she seems wonderful, and as she was a wonderful presence at the inauguration, and more power to her, and I hope she goes on to a glorious and long career promoting poetry. And I'm confident she will. But the idea that her work cannot be translated into Dutch except by somebody who is black. How many prominent black writers, seriously, do you think are fluent in both English and Dutch? which it'd have to be to, I mean, this is not like translating into French or German. This is Dutch. Okay. Marijke Lucas Reineveld, who last year became the youngest writer to win the International Booker Prize with her novel The Discomfort of Evening, I have no idea how to say that in Dutch, announced the decision in a Twitter post on Friday. A Dutch translation of The Hill We Climb, the poem that Gorman recited to wide acclaim at the inauguration of U.S. President Joe Biden, was scheduled to be released by the end of March by publisher Mühlenhof. Reineveld, who writes poetry as well as novels, she's the young Dutch writer who had been asked to do the translation. She said, "I'm shocked by the uproar around my involvement in the dissemination of Amanda Gorman's message, and I understand people who feel hurt by the choice made by Mühlenhof to ask me." Mühlenhof General Director Maaike Lenoble said in a statement that the publisher wants to learn from the experience. Well, of course they do. "We are going to look for a team to cooperate with to translate Amanda's words and message of hope and inspiration as well as possible and in her spirit," Lenoble said. By the way, I can't imagine how they're going to release this as a book. I mean, the poem is just not that long. What does it come to, 2 or 3 pages? I mean, I know on the Wings of Morning, I think it was called, was Maya Angelou's inaugural poem for Bill Clinton, and they published that, and it became a bestseller. Who knows? Maybe this becomes a bestseller in the Netherlands. The publisher said earlier this week that Reinewald was the translator he had dreamed of, and said that Amanda Gorman herself was also immediately enthusiastic about the choice for the young poet. But the critics of the choice of Reinewald nonetheless pounced. One of them was Janice Duell, an activist and journalist who wrote an opinion piece in the Netherlands national daily newspaper De Volkskrant about the topic. Not to take anything away from Reinewald's qualities, but why not choose a writer who is, just like Gorman, a spoken word artist, young, female, and unapologetically black? Okay, so now that they've made the decision and they've dropped this translator and now they're going to be looking for a Dutch-speaking spoken word artist who is young, who is female, who is unapologetically black, the critic who I just cited, an activist and journalist, said, "Thanks for the decision," tagging Reinewald and Mühlenhof. Now all of this led to a very brief piece, but a very powerful piece at realclearpolitics.com. And again, politics and poetry, I guess, have always had something of an intersection, and we've had inaugural poets from the time of Robert Frost being unable to read the poem he had written for the occasion in January 20th, 1961 at Kennedy's inauguration, where it was very cold, very cold. In any event, God Saad is a psychologist and author of The Parasitic Mind, How Infectious Ideas Are Killing Common Sense. And we should have him on, Jeremy. This is a guest we need to get, because here's what he says. The rate at which our society is tumbling into madness is truly bewildering. One, it is now racist for a white person to translate the work of a black person. Two, it is now homophobic for a straight actor to play a gay role. Do you remember the late Christopher Plummer, who died a couple of weeks ago? Great actor, wonderful guy, was star of The Sound of Music. He played Captain Von Trapp. In any event, Christopher Plummer won his Oscar for playing a gay old man. And he wasn't. He was a straight old man. Is that terrible? Three, it is now racist for a white therapist to treat a black client. Four, it is now racist to have advanced high school programs because they may have disproportionate numbers of, oh, say, Asian students. Five, it is now transphobic for biological females to reject having to compete against trans women. Six, it is now Islamophobic to criticize any tenets of Islam. Seven, it is now science denialism to question the policy of ongoing COVID lockdowns. Eight, it is now science denialism to question any tenets stemming from climate change alarmists. And nine, it is now epistemological bigotry, yes, I coined that term, he writes, to support the scientific method as the means by which you adjudicate scientific hypotheses. And 10, it is now racist to argue that mathematics yields right and wrong answers that apply regardless of your ethnicity. 11, it is now racist to promote the idea of individual dignity over collectivist identity politics. And it goes on. But there is, as he puts it, welcome to the abyss of infinite lunacy. How do we crawl out of the abyss? Well, maybe we'll start with a California school board that compares reopening schools to slavery. We'll explain why coming up. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Medved show. I mean, every once in a while, even in an era of political correctness, run absolutely wild. And there occasionally is something that is so profoundly stupid, I mean, more than normal stupidity, that it actually earns a Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
This one goes to someone I had not heard of before, but she is now famous. Her name is Charda Belfontenot, and she is the vice president of the La Mesa Spring Valley School Board in Southern California. La Mesa is a suburb of San Diego. The vice president of a California school board, reports National Review, is drawing criticism after she compared returning teachers to in-person instruction to slavery. And she accused the 80% of parents in the district who want the school to reopen of exhibiting a white supremacy ideology. Vice President Charda Belfontenot grew increasingly hostile during a recent Zoom meeting as her fellow board members pressed for a vote on a school reopening plan. "We have to give teachers, we have to give the students, we have to give the parents a date," one board member can be heard saying. "We don't have to give anybody any date," said the vice president. "We don't have to do anything we don't want to do right now." The board member then says, "But 70 to 80% of our parents want their children to return to school." And then this is what got Charda Belfontenot in trouble. She says, "That's 70 and 80%. Who are they? I would like to know geographically from which school sites, which language group, and how they conducted the feedback. Where? Please give it to me before I can make a decision. I can't make one. I cannot make one. And I will not make one. Why are we forcing what seems like a very white supremacist ideology to force people to comply with and, you know, conform?" White supremacist ideology trying to get kids back to school? "Just letting you know, privilege, check it, guys," she adds. "I don't want to be part of forcing anybody to do anything that they don't want to do. That's what slavery is, and I'm not going to be part of it." Okay, the board ultimately voted 4-1 to approve Superintendent David Feliciano's plan to reopen the schools. The reopening plan would see K-6 students learning via a hybrid model beginning April 19th, with students split into two groups, learning remotely via Zoom in the mornings and attending school in person about twice a week. Sounds like slavery to you, does it? The idea of basically throwing around the term slavery and white supremacy for anything that you dislike is so outrageous and so toxic and so unbelievably unfair. But there's lots of that. Speaking of things that may be unfair, There is a great deal of energy and public support, and talking about 70 to 80% of our parents want the schools open, something that a very high percentage of people want to have happen, I think presents a true challenge to the Republican Party, which is that there appears to be a very strong support for Joe Biden's rescue package. And it just passed the House. It is now moving to the Senate. But one of the points that they make in the morning briefing at the New York Times is the current price tag is about $1.9 trillion. It's roughly twice the size after adjusting for inflation of the stimulus bill Barack Obama signed shortly after taking office in 2009. The Senate may shrink it somewhat, but the bill is likely to remain very large. That reflects the fact that Biden and his aides don't want to repeat the mistake of the 2009 bill, which many economists believe was too small to prevent a sluggish economy. This time, Biden is erring on the side of aggressiveness, hoping to return the economy to full employment and spark strong wage growth. Okay, the difficulty here is they are writing in the New York Times as if everyone agrees that the Obama stimulus only failed because it was too small, that if he had spent double the amount of money, it would have worked like a charm. And again, if it were so easy to do material like that, there wouldn't be any discussion. We don't know how this bill is going to work. I hope it works well. I hope it boosts markets. I hope it boosts spending. I hope it helps alleviate poverty. But some of the numbers that they're touting here in the New York Times on behalf of the Biden administration really need further explanation. The biggest item in the package, about $420 billion of it, is a package of $1,400 per person checks that will go to most households. Now, of course, that's popular. The Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman, appointed by Donald Trump, has avoided talking about the bill's details, but he has signaled he supports moving aggressively rather than focusing on the deficit. One factor, over the past two decades, forecasters have repeatedly been too optimistic about economic growth, which suggests the policymakers have usually done too little to support growth, not too much. But the question is, what supports growth? Does a limitless deficit spending support growth, where simply because of the interest that you eventually are going to have to pay on that borrowed money gets higher and higher? Polls have found that about 70% of Americans support the plan, including a sizable share of Republican voters. The $1,400 direct payments are especially popular. Well, imagine that. Nobody ever shot Santa Claus. People need help right now, and I'm okay with my tax dollars doing that. So said Melissa Karn, 53, a Trump voter from the Phoenix suburbs, to the New York Times. So what happens next? And what about the Rock for President boom? Is it being supported by NBC, really? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says this is not the time to start relaxing coronavirus restrictions.
Now is not the time to relax the critical safeguards that we know can stop the spread of COVID-19 in our communities, not when we are so close. We have the ability to stop a potential fourth surge of cases in this country. Please stay strong in your conviction.
Walensky also urging everyone to get vaccinated when shots are available to them. An Arkansas student is in serious condition after being shot at a middle school in Pine Bluff. Police say a 15-year-old fellow classmate opened fire this morning. They haven't yet determined a motive, but confirmed this was a targeted case. Pine Bluff is about 45 minutes southeast of Little Rock. This is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Michael Medved show, there was a, I guess you could call it a little bit of an upset with the Golden Globe Awards last night. The upset not being the fact that they were self-serving, congratulatory, and obviously handicapped by people zooming in and being in various places. And yes, one of the first winners was muted on Zoom, Daniel Kaluuya, who, by the way, deserved his win. He was remarkably good in the movie Judas and the Black Messiah. The one thing that was notable last night was the idea of someone crossing over in a different direction. Is that we have lots and lots of people who have gone over from entertainment into television stardom or movie stardom, into political office. I mean, the most famous example, the most, I think, positive example, of course, President Reagan. Now, he had a stop in between as governor of California for two very successful terms. But you have also President Trump, who went directly from his very successful... It is not the most successful series of all time, but it was a successful reality show, The Apprentice, and then he became president. And there was a commentary last night by Sacha Baron Cohen, who won both for the best comedy or musical for his film, Borat's subsequent movie film, Borat 2, in other words. But he gave great credit to a natural comic genius, as he put it, who nobody really had acknowledged in that basis before, Rudy Giuliani. Who I'm not sure he would want further attention to be paid to his role in that film, but it was generous of Sacha Baron Cohen. In the other direction, another trial, another passage from entertainment to politics. There's a piece in The Federalist, conservative publication, of course, by Madeline Osborne, who writes, "The Young Rock has everything you would expect, a weeknight comedy show from Dwayne The Rock Johnson to yield. A pull-yourself-up-from-your-brute-steps origin story, an homage to the world of professional wrestling, and a tongue-in-cheek hint at his inevitable presidential run." Now, I haven't seen any of it yet, but I am a great fan of The Rock. I think he is just a great natural screen presence. He's actually an underrated actor. The premiere of the new series drew the largest audience for an NBC comedy in years. The show is set in the year 2032, I didn't know this, during The Rock's presidential campaign. Park, who plays himself but is a future network news anchor, the candidate narrates as he weaves together stories from his childhood, teenage years, and college football days. Just two episodes in, The Young Rock is funny but wholesome. The characters are corny but extremely likable and perfectly cast, she writes. Even though the tales of his childhood and gritty adolescence are carefully crafted and seemingly written with rose-colored glasses nostalgia, it still feels honest, as if it's exactly how The Rock would tell you stories over a beer about his high school's crush or the complicated relationship with his wrestler dad, Rocky Soul Man Johnson. In any event, she goes on and she writes, just like wrestler turned actor turned entrepreneur himself, there is so much to like about The Rock's stories. Wrestling fans will appreciate the nod to legends like the Iron Sheik, Andre the Giant, and Vince McMahon. College football fans will smile at the appearance of a young Coach Orgeron and the legendary Hurricanes team of the early 90s. And although the presidential campaign framing of the show feels like The Rock is just teasing fans who want him to pursue a political career, it also conveniently doubles as an ingenious way to portray him in the minds of voters and get ahead of the stories should he ever want to run. After all, The Rock did once call the idea of running for president a real possibility. Now, all of this is, I don't think, nonsensical. After Donald Trump paved the way for a serious celebrity presidential candidate in 2015, The Rock acknowledged that the idea of him as a viable candidate was being presented to him more and more. In 2017, someone filed to create a campaign committee with the FEC, Federal Elections Commission, on behalf of The Rock called Run The Rock 2020. Are there some people listening who might have voted for The Rock if he had been an available alternative to the 74-year-old Donald Trump and the 78-year-old Joe Biden? Not that there's ageism involved here. Look, this is all goes to, I think, one of those things that we know about the presidency. People don't get elected president because you have the best position papers. Mitt Romney had great position papers. Remember, he had that 59-point economic plan, which was brilliant. It was all good. I wish that President Obama had said, hey, I'm going to take a lot of these 59 points and enact them. After he won the election, he didn't. But the presidential effectiveness really does have to do with personality. And The Rock clearly has it. He also is, and he's half black and half Samoan. And that kind of background, the background in wrestling, I mean, and just seeing him and seeing him handle himself in interviews, he's clearly bright and capable, and he's built up a whole series of businesses. And I didn't know this at all. But what she writes about is when the internet mob tried to get everyone, including The Rock, to boycott Under Armour in 2017 after the company's CEO made positive but innocuous comments about President Trump, The Rock shut down the keyboard warriors with a perfect response. He invoked his responsibility to the company, directing respect to the diverse group of hardworking men and women who work on a successful Under Armour clothing line, adding, debate is healthy, but in a time of widespread disagreement, so is loyalty. Now, good for him. And he declined to endorse either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. He did endorse Vice President Joe Biden in 2020. But he is not typically partisan. So would he run as a Democrat? As a Republican? As something else entirely? Well, if he actually wants to win, he will run as a Democrat or a Republican. That is a very clear directive from America. And that was one of the things we learned from CPAC, is that President Trump understands that one thing he ruled out as clearly as he possibly could is the idea of shattering the Republican Party and doing deep damage to it by starting some kind of third party, a Patriot Party or a Trump Party. When we come back, there is more about one of the up-and-coming Republican presidential possibilities who got tied up a little bit on Face the Nation. We're talking about the glamorous and charismatic Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota, coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kinger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved Show, there was a great interview in the Wall Street Journal in their weekend edition with one of the scientists who is an American, of course. She is a naturalized American. She was born in India, and first part of her education was in India. Then she came over here. She got her PhD from Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. Anyway, she's talking all about the incredible international cast of the people who worked on this Perseverance and explorations, the Martian surface, that are going on right now. It's an unbelievable story. And the levels of technology of which we are capable all the time right now are just staggering. And I know there are a lot of people, maybe you have a scientific background, maybe you don't, but you'd like to be part of it. Well, you can be with our crowd. And I'm not now talking about the Perseverance campaign. That's already launched. But there are new companies that are launching all the time. And one of the things that our crowd does is they pick out the most promising of those and give you a chance to invest on the ground floor. And you don't have to be a big, gigantic investor with tens of thousands of dollars. No, it's much more modest. It's crowdsourcing for high tech. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Go to the banner for our crowd. It's completely free. You can get information on all of these countries and just look over it and you'll have some vision of the economic future. Go to our crowd at michaelmedved.com. Okay. Not in the economic future, I would hope, is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She was on MSNBC fighting for what appears to be successfully blocked, at least for the time being, which is the idea of raising our federal minimum wage to $15. Listen to the temperate way that the gentle lady from the Bronx explains herself.
Any person who thinks that a $15 minimum wage is the crazy socialist agenda is living in a dystopian capitalist nightmare. And we should not prop that up. We should not continue that. People are sleeping in their cars. They can't afford baby formula. There are basic goods that people can't afford to live on $7.25. It is deeply, deeply shameful. When we keep a minimum wage artificially low, it's at a huge cost to our government and taxpayers as well, because there are essentially enormous subsidies to companies like Walmart, Amazon, etc., in the form of us paying for social safety net programs that would not be necessary if people were paid a living wage to begin with.
Okay, but what about those people who, if you go up to the point of living wage, as the Congressional Budget Office has predicted, lose their job? Then you just have to pay more in social programs to help them. I truly believe that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and is saying that we live in a dystopian capitalist nightmare. What they are trying to do is they're trying to make capitalist into a dirty word. And it's shameful that for a lot of people, particularly people who have gone to college and university recently, maybe capitalist is becoming a dirty word. And I think that this is truly one of the main goals that conservatives should work together on, which is recovering the dignity and the notion of the profound morality of capitalism. Because capitalism is based on rewarding people for doing good for others. No, really, you only succeed in capitalism. So you produce a product, or it's a very heartfelt and appropriate system. Now, Kristi Noem did very well at the CPAC convention. She finished second, the only candidate besides Ron DeSantis and President Trump who got over 10% in the straw poll that they do. She got 11%. And she gave a rousing speech at CPAC where she was particularly cheered when she, I think needlessly, decided to go after Dr. Fauci. This is clip 19. Listen.
Now, in South Dakota, I provided all of the information that we had to our people. And then I trusted them to make the best decisions for themselves, for their families, and in turn, their communities. We never focused on the case numbers. Instead, we kept our eye on hospital capacity. Now, Dr. Fauci, he told me that on my worst day, I'd have 10,000 patients in the hospital. On our worst day, we had a little over 600. Now, I don't know if you agree with me, but Dr. Fauci is wrong a lot.
Cheering response. She didn't get the same response, as you can imagine, when she went on to network TV and mainstream media, and she went on Face the Nation, and then she was confronted about the record of per capita deaths in her state. Listen.
As of today, the CDC says your state has the eighth highest death rate per capita in the U.S. That's a rate of deaths per 100,000 residents. Don't you think your decisions as an executive contributed?
You know, South Dakota's infection rate peaked earlier than a lot of other places in the country, so we're definitely on the downward trend and peaked earlier than what you're seeing happen across the country as well. You know, you can talk about masks, we can talk about mitigation measures, all of that.
These are CDC numbers as of today, and it was mandates
that would tell people that what they have to do. I want people to make those decisions for themselves. And we've seen the CDC change recommendations over and over and over again. In fact, we've seen them do it just based on political pressure. We follow the science, the data, mm-hmm. and the facts in South Dakota to make our decisions, and it's been incredibly helpful to make sure that we're taking care of people who need it when they get sick.
I was asking you about the death rate as of today, according to the CDC, not the infection rate, which you're talking about.
Okay, this that was Margaret Brennan of Face the Nation, and they feel fine about going after her. I wish they would do the same kind of aggressive questioning of people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who I'm not sure could have handled it as deftly and staying on her talking points as Governor Kristi Noem. She, by the way, is not a joke as a presidential candidate, because she is not only been a very successful and popular governor in her state, she also had served as a United States Congresswoman. woman as the sole representative of South Dakota. There's only one congressperson from South Dakota, so she was elected statewide. And she had taken the seat from a Democrat. So, and apparently President Trump is very much on her side and aligned with her. So clearly she remains someone to watch. I do believe the Republican Party will benefit enormously by broadening the base to include some people who weren't at CPAC. And anyone who believes that Mike Pence, who I think remains popular among the Republican base, including a lot of people who are very loyal to President Trump, anyone who rules him out as a candidate, or many others, Nikki Haley, particularly prominent among them, is ignoring the fact that the Republicans will feel greatly pressed to take a woman. Should you take time to actually, we don't have time. Let me just warn you a little bit about some of the big films that are out there exploring the world of drugs. I don't know what kind of person actually says, this is a movie about addiction, this is absolutely for me. But there are several films that delve in that direction. You can read about them at our website at michaelmedved.com. Also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free, costs you absolutely nothing, but includes in it about 5 new movie reviews every week, including we have reviews up now about some of the movies that just won Golden Globe Awards last night. A mother and son sends to prison. Why? Because they believe in God and said so. Where are they in prison? We'll tell you. And speaking of not exactly a prison, but not tolerant either, a school district has banned Dr. Seuss. Why? We will give you that information and background and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.